Carrying the Baggage.
Writer Karen Anderson.
A friend is telling me about the new man in her life. I really like the guy, she says, but I'm finding out he has a lot of baggage. We all do by this age, I say. She and I are no longer young, but not yet ready to be old. We sip our glasses of wine and reflect on that load of hang-ups and heartaches we carry around. Some we're born with, others we collect over time. Actually, we had baggage when we were 20, I say, but we didn't see it then. When I was 20, I thought I could leave everything behind by leaving my parents' house. It took me another 10 years to feel the weight of what I was dragging along. A siege of anxiety brought me to my knees and to a counselor who helped me identify my baggage and claim it. You weren't loved enough as a child, he said. Most people aren't loved enough. I knew our family had problems, but I thought I had managed to escape, to reinvent myself. My friend pours us more wine, and I pick up my glass. Maybe the baggage itself isn't the problem, I say, but whether or not you've unpacked it, you've got to decide what to keep and what to let go of. I want a smaller bag, she says, a carry-on.
Thank you.